This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the all-new 2008 Cadillac CTS. Be an original. Visit Cadillac.gm.ca.
What did the Prime Minister know and when did he know it? That's the question being asked in Ottawa today. On Friday, Stephen Harper announced that he's launching an investigation into so-called new allegations made by Karlheinz Schreiber, alleging that former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney struck a financial deal with the German-Canadian businessman while he was still in office. But it turns out these allegations were not new to everyone in government. It has emerged that as early as March of this year, the Prime Minister's Privy Council office received letters from Mr. Schreiber making those very claims. We reached Mr. Schreiber at the West Toronto Detention Center, from where he is fighting extradition to Germany to face charges of bribery, fraud, and tax evasion.
Mr. Schreiber, what was your reaction to Stephen Harper's announcement on Friday that he is actually now going to launch a probe into this affair?
It's satisfying, and on the other hand, I was deeply sad, disappointed and angry too to hear when he said that Prime Mulroney, who asked me for the special letters he wanted to have for the Prime Minister, that he never spoke to the Prime Minister about my case at all. So another huge lie. It's a very sad story. On the other hand, when he said he did not receive all my mail, which was sent to him, personal for his eyes only with courier, it's scary because I don't think that the Prime Minister lies in this matter, but that would mean that he is somehow shielded from the whole thing, ne?
When the information was published this weekend indicates that you had made a number of attempts to get information to Stephen Harper about the dealings of the $300,000 payments to Mulroney. Is that correct?
Well, I sent letters to Mr. Harper from, I think it was February or March or June or what, in 2006. And because I expected that the Conservatives have asked for 12 years for an inquiry. Now that they are in power, that they would do what Harper promised in during the election, that he would clean up Ottawa. Eh? And I was very amazed when I heard nothing about it. So I sent him these two big files about the Canadian and about the international political justice scandal, which in my opinion is the biggest in Canadian history by far because it involves so many countries. The Canadians have not even understood so far because nobody told them really what the whole scandal is. This is all to come.
But in those files and those letters you sent to Stephen Harper, what did you suggest about your relationship with Brian Mulroney?
Well, I didn't say too much about my relationship. I sent him simple copies of all the letters I have sent to Brian Mulroney, and they speak for themselves.
When the press conference on Friday, Stephen Harper, when he was announcing this inquiry, he said that what surprised him the most about your affidavit was that his own name was in there, that jolted him. What is it that you say about Stephen Harper in that affidavit?
I don't believe that he is lying, but if that's the truth, what he is saying, then it's clear that he is completely isolated or shielded. You know what I'm saying? Then he did not get the information. He does not even get letters which of importance like this when they are marked for his eyes only and personnel. And so what? What more can I do?
But did you, I know you were asked for that affidavit, did you expect that information that you wrote in that document and swore to, did you expect that would be the thing that would trigger this probe?
No. Quite frankly, I haven't thought about this.
When Stephen Harper gave his press conference on Friday, he said that he would not interfere in this extradition process. Are you at all concerned that even though there might be a probe, that you still might be whisked away to Germany at any time?
Well, this is impossible legally because when all the options which are going with the appeal court where the judges put it now rightly back on the right track, if I would lose there on Thursday, I could appeal to the Supreme Court. So this will take a while. And in the meantime, don't forget that the Swiss government is fighting with the Germans like hell. And we have put an application now to the Germans to drop everything in Germany because nothing is left.
Are you satisfied with what Stephen Harper has announced so far?
Well, he looked into it, and I think the rest we have to see what is going to happen in the House and what the parliamentarian thinks the right thing would be. I think it needs a full inquiry to bring it all out because it is much, much more than people expect at the moment.
Mr. Schreiber, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We reached Karlheinz Schreiber at the Toronto West Detention Center. For his reaction to all of this, we called Stéphane Dion, the leader of the Federal Liberal Party. He is in Montreal.
Mr. Dion, the Prime Minister has launched a probe to determine how he should proceed with Karlheinz Schreiber's revelations. Is Stephen Harper on the right track?
It's not enough, Carol. We need a full judicial inquiry. We need to go to the bottom of this issue. It's a very serious one.
But do you think that at least he's on that course if he's trying to find it? He said on Friday he doesn't know how to proceed.
Well, I think he's only delaying the unavoidable conclusion that we need a public inquiry because any other thing would be short of what we need to do. We speak about one of the most important institutions of our democracy, the integrity of the office of the Prime Minister. And you have two problems. The first one is that a former prime minister accepted cash money in a very unclear way and didn't reveal it when there was a court case about that. The other problem is that the current prime minister very likely knew that since months because Mr. Schreiber, the businessman involved in this issue, sent to him a letter in last March. So the prime minister was aware of that and did nothing during months, and we need to understand why.
But the Prime Minister's office says that Stephen Harper never received or saw that letter from Karlheinz Schreiber because the Privy Council office didn't give it to him. Do you not think this is possible?
It's very difficult to understand. Allow me to be skeptical, because this is the very reason why the Prime Minister Friday announced that he wants to understand what happened and he wants a third party's view. I mean by that the revelation that Mr. Schreiber claims that his first agreement with Prime Minister Mulroney happened when Mr. Mulroney was still the Prime Minister of Canada. This is this revelation that put Mr. Harper in a situation where he didn't have any other choice than to ask for a third party what would be the next step. It's very ununderstandable why the PCO would have received such an important information and would not have said anything in the Prime Minister's office in order to be sure that the Prime Minister would be aware of such an explosive information.
But then do you think that Prime Minister Harper is lying when he said on Friday that the first he learned of these accusations was when he saw this affidavit from Karlheinz Schreiber?
I'm saying that the Prime Minister can convince me and all Canadians beyond any doubt, only by doing the right thing and calling a public inquiry immediately. If he has nothing to hide, he should have nothing to fear.
The other paper trail that's being chased right now concerning this, there are documents surfacing from 2006 and 2007 suggesting that the Justice Department wanted to reopen and to look at the $2.1 million settlement with Brian Mulroney to see how they should proceed. What's your understanding about Justice Department's consideration of reopening the case?
We need to know who decided to stop this case to be reopened, because there are many reasons to reopen the case. New information about Mr. Mulroney, it's taxpayers' money, $2.1 million that went in the pockets of Mr. Mulroney. So there was indeed a review by the Justice Department, it seems, to know if we need to reopen the file. This review has been interrupted, and it's interesting to see that it has been interrupted about at the moment where there was a reshuffle and where the new Justice Minister came, Minister Nicholson, who is very close to Mr. Mulroney. So we need to know what has been the role of Mr. Nicholson and his office in this decision. And I would say that in the meantime, the justice minister of today should recuse himself from any involvement in extradition proceedings against Mr. Schreiber, because this is the other point. Are they delaying all this thing to be sure that Mr. Schreiber will be extradited before we know everything? I think it's very important that we'll have the ability to keep Mr. Schreiber under the possibility for him to testify in a public inquiry.
When you say that you believe that there's something interrupted the progress of this Justice Department discussions about the reopening the case, who interrupted it and what level do you think?
I don't know. I will not do what Mr. Harper did against the Liberals, you may remember, in the last years, always trying to make accusations, guilt accusations without any proof. I have no proof. I'm not saying that this happened. I'm just saying that it happened at the time where the new minister came. And we need to understand if the minister and his office has been involved in the decision to interrupt the review of the case.
We know from that same, those access to information, the notes that bureaucrats at Justice were informed, and this is a quote, "A decision has been made to the effect that this note will not be distributed to the minister's office." Do you think that the Conservatives were trying to establish plausible deniability, as it's called in this case?
Yes, it's a possibility, too, that when you see a briefing note thing, we brief you that you will never say that you have been briefed. This is very odd. I may tell you, I have been a minister during 11 years. I never saw that.
But I'll take you back to 1995 when the Airbus investigation was launched. The Liberal Justice Minister at that time, Alan Rock, said that he never saw the letters that were sent from Justice and the RCMP to the Swiss to make inquiries into Brian Mulroney and the Airbus affair. He said at that time that it was not the minister's business to see those letters coming from Justice. How is it different, what Alan Rock did, to what the to what's going on in the Justice Department in this case?
This is why we need an inquiry, because Mr. Chrétien ensured his government settled the matter with Mr. Mulroney. Amazingly, we now discover that this settlement may have been made on false premises. So the decision that we see now, that the Prime Minister is willing to start with a very baby step with this third party, is an indication that we need this public inquiry to know exactly what has been the role of the political authorities in this way to delay this public inquiry. Because since 7 months, somebody in the PCO or the PMO or both has decided to do nothing.
But you don't think that Justice Minister Alan Rock, or then Justice Minister Alan Rock, under the Liberal government, was trying to duck his knowledge in the same way that you're suggesting the justice ministers might be trying to do now?
I have no doubt in my mind that there is a lot of confusion about what Mr. Harper and his office and the Minister of Justice and his office may have done or not. And we need to know. You mention a possibility that maybe they were not aware of anything. It's very difficult for me to believe it. And the only way to know it is to have a public inquiry.
Monsieur Dion, I want to thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
That's Stéphane Dion, the federal Liberal leader, and we reached him in Montreal. By the way, as it happens, requested interviews with the Prime Minister's office, with the Minister of Justice, and with Brian Mulroney, but they were unavailable.
Hi, I'm Jesse Brown. I'm the host of Search Engine, a new CBC radio show that is all about how the internet is changing politics and culture. It's not a gadget show. We don't really care much about technology, so much as we care about the effect that technology is having on the world that we live in. All of the surprising and significant and funny stories that we bring you on Search Engine are about things that are happening right now. In the short time that we've been on the air, we've already become the CBC's most popular news podcast in the States. So come find out why. Subscribe to our podcast on CBC's podcasting page or through iTunes.